Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Having a great visit with our good friend Doug Stives. He is he's a professor of accounting at Monmouth University. He has his own company. What is the name of your new LLC, Doug?
Oh, it's a really clever name, Doug Stives LLC.
There you go. I like that.
Our marketing people worked on months for that. We had focus groups and independent studies.
But you know, Doug, we were talking about how to incorporate a quality of life around your business travel, and improve your quality of life, and to associate it with things that are deductible. And for example, you know, Doug, I know people, you know, one of the things I'm trying to do all the time here is get small business owners to become part of their industry trade group, to be part of when their industry gathers together nationally or regionally or locally, to go and spend time with other people in the industry, to learn about where the industry's going, what the good, the bad, and the ugly is, meet other people, network, et cetera, et cetera. I've been trying to get them to do that just for the mere on what the value on its face. But you and I both know people who literally live for the week when their industry gets together in some exotic place around the country or the world, and so that they can pay their way there to go for business, and while they're there, have a little vacation.
If you can do it. I teach and preach all the time that don't be tax-driven. Do what makes economic
sense. I understand. Don't do it just to get the right, because nobody's in the 100% tax bracket. But
right.
My point is they benefit from an industry. Here's what I'm getting at, is they have their vacation, their annual vacation is part of that event. They don't do two things. They don't take a vacation and then separately go to this event. They do both of them.
Anybody that's ever worked for a big corporation or has been a successful professional knows exactly what we're talking about. I don't know a doctor that doesn't go a couple of years to some kind of convention, and primarily they play golf. But hey, in the meantime, they network at receptions.
Right.
They network on the golf course,
mm-hmm.
and they are usually attending continuing education sessions.
Right. Now, I want to talk about this retirement thing. I want you to tell us a little bit more about that, because you know one of the things we did last week was we asked our, and I'm going to be talking about this a little bit later on. I think it's maybe tomorrow, Wednesday. I'm going to be talking about this, but we asked our folks about their retirement funding. How are they doing? Were they able to fund? Did they have a retirement plan? That kind of thing. And unfortunately, 60% of the people who responded to our survey, Doug, 40% said they had a retirement fund that they were funding. 60% either didn't have one, or they had one I couldn't fund, or they were carrying on their business for their retirement. So 6 out of 10 people didn't have a separate, viable retirement plan outside of their business. And I'd like to, you know, you and I've talked about this, I've talked about it with other people. We need to, small business owners need to figure out how to do that, don't they?
Oh, I think that this country is going into a huge train wreck. I mean, you can complain about the deficit and interest rates and the drop in value of the dollar and so forth, but I'm going to be 65 next month, Jim, and I'm the beginning of the baby boomers, and for mm-hmm. people that are my age and down to the mid-50s, you know that you just confirm that a vast majority of us, even small business owners, do not have, in many cases, anything in a retirement plan. And, you know, I continue to confront some of these people and say, what do you plan to do when you retire? And if you say the government's going to take care of you, I'll laugh in your face.
Right.
If that hasn't become obvious, that's not going to happen. I also see, let's go a little older, people that have clients that are in their 70s and 80s and a few in their 90s, and with interest rates being essentially zero and the stock market not being real stellar the last few years,
mm-hmm.
They're running out of money. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we have a retired doctor client who had a couple of $1 million in his retirement when he retired about 20 years ago. He's broke because he and his wife continued to spend about $300,000 a year for the lifestyle that they'd grown accustomed to.
Wow.
And when the stock market went down and the interest rates went to zero,
mm-hmm.
what he had assumed, and his financial planner, everybody else had assumed, that he'd make 5 or 6% income plus growth on mm-hmm. the top of that and never have a problem. Well, his kids are supporting him at this point.
Hmm. That's scary.
It's an accident waiting to happen.
So, but the good news is, and this is back to your point in the article that when they interviewed you for the article, there is one thing the government has done that's done for small business owners. There's a vast array of retirement products that are available from the IRA to the 401k but there's still a lot of options out there.
Well, yeah, and what I'm doing, again, the best of both worlds is I do the maximum that 401k will allow me to do at Monmouth University.
Yeah.
The university matches that. They take 8% of my salary and throw it in there on top of the $22,000 that I'm doing at the
mm-hmm.
present time,
mm-hmm.
over 50. So, you know, I'm getting $30,000 a year put in there. Of course, it's not done real well, but that's the way it is.
But you've got an advantage because you're able to do that through your other job, not through your LLC, right?
Right. Now, through the LLC, what I've adopted, and remember, I'm right now 64, I've set up a defined benefit plan.
Hmm.
And for 2010 and 2011, as long as I can afford it, I'm going to be throwing somewhere in the $40,000 to $50,000 a year in that range.
But if you had employees, you'd have to match theirs. You, you'd have to do for them, right?
As long as they're full time. You know,
and that's one of the issues that a lot of small business owners have is discriminating.
Sure.
Discriminating is just a legal term, folks. It's not being mean to anybody. We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Doug Stives. Tin Tail. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.